Have you felt the world has lost its mind? That people don't have common sense anymore? Don't fear. This Common Sensocrat is here and you're not alone. You may agree, disagree, or just want to listen. If you're always up for a good time with some humor and some real talk, then you are in the right place. I'm going to update you all with the latest news in politics, culture, lifestyle, fashion, so much more. I am your host, Carrington Rowe, so gear up for the harshest truth, not the sweetest lie. Let's go. Happy Friday, my Common Sensocrats. I am so happy we are here. It's going to be quite a segment. We have so much to get into. We get into a couple of fashion stories with Lady Gaga involving the cost of her inauguration brooch, and another fashion story involving Marc Jacobs getting a facelift. Then we get into some more Real Housewives of Beverly Hills drama, and this time it does not involve Erica. Breaking news involving a 13 Reasons Why cast member, a Mighty Duck star getting treatment, but not the star kind, Halsey not doing interviews again, Dolly Parton's Playboy days come back in the limelight, Chrissy Teigen getting canceled forever? She thinks so. Judy Garland's dress gets recovered after being MIA, and Courtney Cox disappointed in Friends reunion Emmy nomination, but not the reason you're thinking. Those are the stories we have for you today, folks, so let's get into it. This first headline comes from Page Six Style, and the headline reads, Lady Gaga's inauguration brooch can now be yours for $2,000. Now, fans of Lady Gaga's, they did call it her Hunger Games style inauguration brooch. So really, now for fans, the odds are finally in your favor. The 34-year-old pop star's larger-than-life gold Schiaparelli dove stole the spotlight during her performance at Joe Biden's swearing-in ceremony in January. And of course, many on social media, they compared it to a Mockingjay pin. But now, you little monsters have a chance to nab a similar version of the symbolic accessory from Schiaparelli, Bergdorf Goodman, and Dover Street Market stores for a price. Starting yesterday, the Dove brooch is available in four sizes, ranging from a 6-centimeter gold version priced at $790 to a 12-centimeter white bird that'll set you back $2,150. Now, Gaga's custom version was even larger. However, the steep price tag benefits a charitable cause, with all funds raised going straight to the Superstars Born This Way Foundation. And in case you don't know what the Born This Way Foundation is, Lady Gaga co-founded it with her mom, Cynthia Germanotta, and it aims to, you know, destigmatize mental illness and support youth struggling with their mental illness. So that is what all the proceeds are going to. And I believe it says here, oh yes, and also her entire outfit was designed by Schiaparelli as well, with the red skirt and the fitted navy jacket. So if you want to go ahead and spend ranging from $750 to over $2,000 for a giant bird on your chest, well, you do you, but just be prepared not to eat for a few weeks to a month or more. So this next headline, I don't know how I feel about it yet. I guess we'll see when the final results are out there, but Marc Jacobs gets a facelift. So Marc Jacobs is opening up about going under the knife. The fashion designer revealed that he had a facelift done by Dr. Andrew Giacono on Tuesday. Jacobs shared the news with a post-surgery selfie on Wednesday, snapping a photo of his head still wrapped in bandages. And he captioned this. He said in the caption, it says, yesterday, hashtag FGravity and hashtag LiveLoveLift. The New York-based plastic surgeon Dr. Giacono is known for providing facelifts to a range of celebrity clients, including Real Housewife Sonia Morgan, who opened up about her own procedure last year. Fellow designers and stylists flooded Jacob's post with supportive comments, with many applauding candor. One wrote, transparency is everything, happy healing, snatch it, darling. always lifting our spirits, Mark. Another one was like, oh, lifted to high heavens, can't wait to see. Yeah, me neither. I'm like, I kind of want to see how this turned out because there's a picture here that Page Six posted and that they have of him. And it's a lovely picture. Like, yes, he's had his Botox. Yes, but he looks great. I don't know why he needed the facelift facelift personally. Like, I personally don't get why, but that's just my opinion. But we'll see what the final results are. And then, yeah, they just say, good for you, RuPaul's Drag Race star, Michelle Visage. And then, yeah, Philip Picardi, Lisa Rinna, Real Housewives of New York star Leah McSweeney commented. I mean, so we'll see what happens. You know, like I said, at the end of the day, you do you. If you feel like you need to get a facelift, who am I to judge? But I'm just sad because he already looked fabulous, so he didn't need to do it. But as long as it doesn't cloud his design ideas, then go for it. But at the end of the day, I'm still a fan of your work, Mark. I'm still a fan. Let's get into the real drama. So, this next headline involves a Real Housewives of Beverly Hills cast member, but this time it doesn't involve Erica. So, this one is about Dorit and her husband PK, who reportedly owe $1.3 million in unpaid taxes. So, and that's dating back to 2015. So according to documents obtained by The Sun, PK, who is Paul PK Kemsley, has two active solo tax liens in the state of California. One for $293,222.73 from back in 2015, and a second for $289,423.67 from October 2018. He and Dorit are both named in a 2018 tax document that states the couple owes the IRS $635,887.23. The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills star, who often, and if you've never seen it, then this article means nothing to you anyway. But if you've ever seen it, she literally dresses from head to toe, in all designer garb. You'll see Chanel, Balenciaga, Valentino, Gucci, you name it. She's got it all. And it says it, obviously, on the clothing. Just saying. But she rounds out the debt with her own individual tax lien from March of this year that states she owes the state of California $90,269.46. So the total amounts to $1,308,803.09. And according to The Sun, all liens remain unpaid. In September, the married couple, who they share two young kids together, put their Encino, California mansion on the market for $9.5 million, but it has reportedly been reduced to $8 million. Now, Dorit and PK have been both previously entangled in a series of lawsuits involving their finances. The British businessman, so this is their previous story with finances here. So the British businessman won a 2019 sports betting case brought by a collection agency that said he owed a sports gambling firm $75,000 because the case was brought past the statute of limitations. He and Dorit then also settled a lawsuit with the Bellagio Hotel in May of that year. The casino first filed a case against PK in 2013 for failing to pay a $3.6 million casino marker that he took out, and alleged that after the music manager filed for bankruptcy in the UK, he stopped making payments. He was then ordered to pay until June 2018, but both parties later quote-unquote resolved their differences. In 2019, it was reported that Dorit's bank accounts had been frozen due to her husband's legal troubles. However, the housewife dismissed the claim on Watch What Happens Live in July of that year, stating that it had all been blown up in the press. Now, on this week's episode of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, Dorit told her co-star Erica that she knows what it's like to be thrust into her husband's quote-unquote legal woes. And again, if you don't know what's going on with Erica, she is currently being accused of divorcing her 82-year-old husband, Tom Girardi, in an attempt to hide assets and embezzle money. Now she has denied any wrongdoing. So, and of course, reps for Dorit and PK did not immediately return Page Six's request for comment. So, yeah, it's just, they've always had drama with money, and I knew, and I saw this coming because it's been building. And if, for those of you that actually watch the show, I watch it. Do I watch it like super detailed? I mean, no, but if it has to do with money and, you know, this kind of other stuff, then I'm kind of like, ooh, I may want to pay attention to this because this is juicy stuff. So yeah, I guess just, I'll keep you posted the more I find out about it. So just, yeah, let's just see what happens next. But Dorit, I guess you'll have to cut back on your designer goods. Just saying. And just freaking pay your taxes. God, these rich people. Just pay your taxes. This next headline, I'm not going to get into too many details about because I want to do a future episode on this topic, but I'm only going to get into a couple things. So the headline reads, 13 Reasons Why star Tommy Dorfman comes out as transgender. Now, who all saw this coming? I know I did. And for those of you that have never seen 13 Reasons Why, then obviously you're like, who cares? But Tommy Dorfman, he played Ryan Schaefer on 13 Reasons Why, but now he has come out as a trans woman. Still named Tommy, by the way. Now, the cool thing about, I will say this one part here about the article, the cool part here that they say in Page Six, quoted, and this is from also Time Magazine, it says, Dorfman won't be changing her name as she was named after her mother's late brother who died 1 month after she was born. Quote, I feel very connected to that name, to an uncle who held me as he was dying. This is an evolution of Tommy. I'm becoming more Tommy, end quote. So I think I'd be honestly, I'm glad that Tommy didn't change the name. I'm glad because normally, you know, that's like Bruce to Caitlin, Elliot or Ellen to Elliot. I'm glad that Tommy stayed Tommy. At least that makes things a little easier. So I'm just saying. But that's cool that they kept the name. But the thing that really, really got me though was People Magazine's reveal of Tommy Dorfman. So when People Magazine came out with the headline, they posted the picture of Tommy Dorfman wearing a black dress. It looked like at a restaurant or at least a private party. But the picture from what I'm seeing, now again, this is just my opinion here, but for what I'm looking at, it is Tommy Dorfman wearing a black dress, but Tommy Dorfman, you can tell, is still transitioning. So it just looks like a black dress on a dude. It does. It looks like what I would see, you know, at a drag show. I mean, honestly, from what it looks like. But that was their reveal. But you look at Time Magazine, which, of course, that's their interview. So they're going to really bust it out. No pun intended. But that, the Time Magazine pictures look really stunning. Like, these look really great. So I don't know why. I guess they weren't allowed or I don't know. But they could have at least taken one of these images and put it on People Magazine's article about Tommy Dorfman, at least. At least with that intro picture. That would have been a better thing. So that's just my opinion. Because if you look at the Time Magazine pictures, I'm like, you could have at least used those because Time Magazine's looked pretty good. And I'm not a big Time Magazine fan because they're very biased, but at least they have better pictures than People. Or they at least could have gotten permission and taken, at least used the Time Magazine images on their article about it. So again, my opinion. But at the end of the day, we'll get more into, in another episode, I should say, we'll get more into an episode about the transgender movement and how that's impacting sports, the world, just everywhere. So stay tuned for that episode. Sean Weiss, or Weiss, I can't remember how you actually say his last name, but his burglary charge dropped after completing drug program. So in case, for those that don't know who Sean Weiss or Weiss is, if you're my age, you should remember who he is. He played Goldberg in The Mighty Ducks, and he was looking pretty rough in January of 2020. I remember the picture came up, and I said, is that the same kid when he was busted for burglary? and he was high on meth, and that's the reason he broke in, was because he was high on meth. And I couldn't even believe, if you look at the picture of him, I mean, he just looks rough. In case you haven't, if you don't remember what that looks like, it just doesn't look like the same person. However, so this is actually a really good story. So the district attorney's office in Yuba County, California, praised the former Disney star for his hard work in staying sober for more than a year, saying he, quote, demonstrated perseverance during his recovery complicated by the COVID-19 pandemic. Sean regained employment and has been traveling across the country making guest appearances and signing autographs. He received tremendous support from friends and fans of the character Goldberg he played in the 1992 hit The Mighty Ducks, end quote. So the burglary charge that was dropped, and that was from, like I said earlier, that was from his January 2020 arrest when he was busted breaking into a man's home while high on meth. So he had also been arrested for public intoxication in August 2018. He allegedly broke into a man's garage in California and bashed his car windshield, and he just was very messed up. And he was, into a lot of drugs. I hate to say it, not all child stars get into this, but a lot of them do, and it's really sad to see that. But at least this story is very inspiring because he's getting clean. So, or at least he got clean and still getting clean. So, it says 42-year-old Weiss received brand new teeth courtesy of Dr. Gabe Rosenthal, the LA-based cosmetic dentist, told Page Six in September that Weiss, went to him to mend broken root tips, clear infections, and remove broken teeth. Weiss then proceeded to get implants followed by teeth, which are made by the same porcelain as celebrity-loved veneers. Quote, he's such a good guy, such a sweetheart. He's putting his weight back on. He is so much more confident. He's ready to go. He feels better. Every time I see him, he gains a few more pounds. His face is filling out. He's smiling like crazy now, end quote. And that is what Dr. Gabe told Page Six of his recovery, or of Sean's recovery from drug addiction. So I'm happy to see it. Goldberg, you were my favorite, always will be. So I am looking forward to seeing you working at an event or appearing somewhere very soon. Halsey no longer doing interviews after pronouns were quote unquote disrespected. So Halsey is no longer doing interviews after a magazine misgendered the singer in a recent article. Halsey, who goes by the pronouns she, they, tweeted the hashtag no more press Wednesday after Allure used only she, her in its August cover story on the Star. Halsey tweeted this. She said, hey, at Allure magazine, first, your writer made a focal point in my cover story, my pronouns, and you guys deliberately disrespected them by not using them in the article. And of course, she wrote in a series of tweets and they have been since deleted. So, and of course they are. They should be, because this is absolutely ridiculous in my opinion. So it continues here. The singer also called out the magazine for misquoting them, adding, quote, then your admin bastardized a quote where I discuss the privilege of being the white child of a black parent and intentionally used a portion that was the antithesis of the point I was trying to make, end quote. And then Halsey noted the irony of Allure's blunder as the artist said they had told the interviewer they, quote, hate doing press because I get exploited and misquoted, end quote. Alongside the hashtag no more press hashtag, the Grammy nominee who has an album coming out in late August added quote, do effing better and goodbye. All right, Halsey, calm down. All right. They at least use she. They could have said he. They could have used, he, him on accident. And God, can you imagine that backlash? Ooh, you think that's bad? She probably would have exploded on them more than she did already. But Allure, of course, previously apologized for its mistake, tweeting on July 14th, quote, we've heard your feedback and you're absolutely right. We messed up. We are adjusting our cover story with Halsey to use both she and they pronouns. We'll get into that too about the pronoun thing also in another episode. Could be all in the same episode with the transgenderism, but I don't know. But I'm sorry. I think that's an overreaction on her part. Hence why they were deleted. The tweets were deleted. So, because I think she also realized that it was an overreaction on her part. And honestly, she is a she. She even quotes about womanhood, about being a mother. So the fact that you're claiming about womanhood, well, then clearly you're claiming that you're a she. So you don't even need the they. That just doesn't make any sense. But again, that's a whole other episode for a whole other time. This next headline made me smile so much. So Dolly Parton recreates iconic Playboy cover for husband's birthday. And I gotta say, for 75, she looks good, y'all. I mean, that is goals right there for 75. Getting in that black bustier, pink bow tie, and the Playboy bunny ears, looking amazing. And so I'm gonna play for you the video that she posted about what she did for her husband, Carl.
Hey, today is July 20. It's my husband, Carl's birthday. And you're probably wondering why I'm dressed like this. Well, it's for my husband's birthday. Remember some time back, I said I was going to pose on the Playboy magazine when I was 75? Well, I'm 75 and they don't have a magazine anymore. But my husband always loved the original cover of Playboy, so I was trying to think of something to do to make him happy. He still thinks I'm a hot chick after 57 years, and I'm not going to try to talk him out of that, and I hope he agrees. What do you think? Anyway, what I did for his birthday, I did a little photo shoot in this little outfit, and I had a cover made of the new Dolly, or the old new Dolly. And in the first one, see, remember this? I was kind of a little butterball in that one. Well, I'm string cheese now. But he'll probably think I'm cream cheese, I hope. Anyway, I'm going to surprise him, going in singing to him in my little bunny suit. So what do you think? You think Playboy ought to pay me for at least the photo shoot? I do.
Oh my gosh, the fact that she used the cream cheese comment, I cannot with her. But you know what? You two are very lucky to have each other, and Carl is one lucky guy. And yeah, you two, 57 years, that is very amazing. So congratulations to you two for one lasting 57 years. And also, happy birthday, Carl. You got a really good present, so Dolly, you work it, girl, because you still got it. Chrissy Teigen says she could be canceled forever. So Chrissy Teigen has decided to stay out of everyone's lives. So the TMZ paparazzi caught up with her and she said, quote, "I have decided I'm not getting involved in anyone's shit ever again," that she went ahead and told the camera operators. And then when asked how long she could be a member of the quote-unquote cancel club, Teigen laughed and said, quote, "I don't know. It could be forever. I have no idea. I don't know." End quote. Seemingly trying to move on from the scandal, which first began when Courtney Stodden accused her of cyberbullying, Teigen explained she is focusing on her life at home. Quote, "All I can do is live my life and take care of my kids and family. Everyone else can make their choice," end quote. So the former Sports Illustrated model revealed other members of the cancel club have reached out to her and they've been amazing, she says. Last week, 35-year-old Teigen addressed her membership in the cancel club after returning to social media, having pretended, quote unquote, "nothing happened in this online world." She said, quote, "I feel like utter shit in real life. Going outside sucks and doesn't feel right. Being at home alone with my mind makes my depressed head race. But I do know that however I'm handling this now isn't the right answer. I feel lost and need to find my place again. I need to snap out of this. I desperately want to communicate with you guys instead of pretending everything is okay," end quote. So let me get this straight. She's saying everything sucks. But despite all that, basically all she's, it sounds like a pity party. Pity me, pity me, pity me. But she's going on luxurious vacations with her husband, John, and their two kids, Luna and Miles. So, and posting it all on Instagram all the time. So it's like, if Chrissy Teigen really gave a crap about her reputation, And this is just a conversation here, or just my observation here. Then she would be actually not posting any of this stuff and actually taking care of herself and actually checking herself. Because the more she comes out with this stuff, the more she wrecks herself. Hello? So, anyway, karma's a bitch, Chrissy. So stop the pity party and actually take care of yourself, or just don't post on social media ever again. Quite frankly, that might be a better idea, to be honest with you. Judy Garland's missing Wizard of Oz dress found decades later. So Judy Garland's iconic Dorothy Gale blue gingham dress, which went mysteriously missing a year after it was gifted in 1972, was unearthed on campus last month, the Washington, D.C. University announced. Matt Ripa, a lecturer and operations coordinator for drama and music at the Catholic University of America, was decluttering a space in the Hartke building when he stumbled across the precious Wizard of Oz costume. When he was cleaning, Ripa spotted a trash bag on top of a set of mailboxes and was curious as to what was inside. To his surprise, it was a shoebox containing the blue and white dress. Quote, I couldn't believe it. Needless to say, I have found many interesting things in that building during my time at CUA, but I think this one takes the cake, end quote. The yellowing dress included Garland's name handwritten on the interior and a hidden pocket where the actress supposedly stored her handkerchief, according to the Smithsonian Magazine. And then, yeah, it also, they keep going, they talk about, you know, who else is involved, and but then it continues here. So Garland's dress not only told the tale of the Yellow Brick Road, but also added a surprising chapter to an extensive history of other missing pieces of her iconic costume. In 2005, her ruby slippers were stolen from the Judy Garland Museum in Minnesota when someone smashed through a display case to snag the $1 million kicks. They were one of four identical pairs featured in The Wizard of Oz. But 13 years later, the pair of red heels that transported Dorothy and Toto back home were returned by the FBI in 2018. So hold up. Of course, here's the picture and all that stuff. But hold up. It took 13 years to recover those heels. 13 years. 13 years. I almost said 13 heels. 13 years. How in the hell did it take that long to recover the red heels? How? Didn't they have cameras then? It's 2005. You would think they would have had cameras then. And also, this dress, it really, I don't know. I think there's more to the story than they're telling us. I think somebody felt a little guilty that they had it and kind of just very sneakily came back and put it just on top of a set of boxes or whatever and ran out the building. That's my guess. Because how do you miss the dress for four decades and not have more information? I don't understand. I mean, I know it was 1972 and on, so of course they didn't have as much technology back then to really hunt for it, but come on. Technology has come out since then, a lot more very useful technology for investigations and stuff, so they could have found it sooner probably. Otherwise, but maybe not. I don't know. I could be wrong on that, but it's still, that's crazy. But hey, it's found. That's what's important. So I'm happy that it was recovered. And I'm sure that dress is worth lots and lots of moolah. The final headline for Fun Friday is Courtney Cox admits Friends reunion nomination is quote unquote not exactly the Emmy she was looking for. Okay, so this tagline they have, I have to do it in the Rachel tone. So for those that don't know, then obviously don't worry about it. But for those that are Friends fans like I am, you'll greatly appreciate this. Hold on, I gotta get my actor mode on. Here we go. It's not that common. It doesn't happen to every star, and it is a big deal. But Courtney Cox does have one quibble about the Friends reunion's recent Emmy nomination. The one where Courtney Cox opens up. In case you haven't heard, the much-talked-about HBO Max Friends reunion, which, much to the delight of fans, debuted back in May, recently snagged an Emmy nomination. Courtney, along with co-stars Jennifer Aniston, David Schwimmer, Matt LeBlanc, Matthew Perry, and Lisa Kudrow, have been nominated for their work as executive producers in the Outstanding Variety Special category. Quote, "Honestly, I am so happy that the reunion has been recognized because I think it's terrific. Ben Winston, who's the director, did a great job, and all of his crew," Courtney told Entertainment Weekly. However, although the actress expressed her joy about the special getting nominated, she also dropped a hint about missing one of her very own. Quote, "That's not exactly the Emmy I was looking for. I'm being honest with you," she admitted to Entertainment Weekly. Over the course of the hit show's 10-year run, Courtney was the only cast member of the group that did not receive an Emmy nomination. Back in June, during an appearance on Howard Stern's Sirius XM show, the Cougar Town star shared her true feelings on the matter. Quote, "Yeah, it always hurt my feelings. When every single cast member was nominated but me, it definitely hurt my feelings. I was happy for everybody. And then it was finally like, oh, I'm the only one? It hurt," end quote. Though her recent nomination as an executive producer wasn't exactly what she was looking for to make up for years past, Courtney is still focusing on the magic of being able to sit in Central Perk one last time. Quote, "I'm so happy to be a part of it. I'm so thrilled that I got to do it on stage back at the same studio, the same Stage 24, with those incredible people that I love so much. And I'm so thrilled. But that Emmy nomination really belongs to Ben Winston. So yes, I'm happy," end quote. And then the Emmys are premiering, the Emmy Awards. I cannot talk today, apparently. But the Emmy Awards are premiering Sunday, September 19th at 8 o'clock on CBS. So September 19th, that's when the Emmys are. So that is, you know, if you care about it, which I probably won't watch it, to be honest with you. But who knows? I'm probably going to just watch the fashions and be done with it. So anyway, but that really does shock me that, you know, Monica Geller was not nominated. That actually really shocked me when I found that out. I said, she never was. And then I looked it up and said, oh my God, she never was. Because I really think her time that she should have been nominated, in my opinion, like her real peak was seasons three through five, in my opinion, is when she should have been nominated for those seasons, because that was post Richard, pre Chandler, and career changes, all of that. I feel like that was her main peak that she should have been nominated. And that's just my opinion. Seasons 3 through 5 should have been when she should have been nominated. So, but hey, you know, I'm glad that the Friends reunion is nominated, and I personally really enjoyed the reunion. I thought they did a really good job. So congratulations to the Friends reunion, and look for that if you'd like at the 2021 Emmy Awards on Sunday, September 19th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Oh, and I also forgot to add, yeah, in seasons 3 through 5 that she also, yeah, it was like, yeah, post-Richard, pre-Chandler, but also career change, and of course, got together with Chandler at the end of season 4 into season 5. So yeah, that would have been the perfect time to get a nomination for sure. So anyway, forgot to add that with the Chandler thing. So anyway, that's all I have to say about that. Those are your fun Friday headlines. As always, I end with some advice or a quote. Even when you're tired, keep going. Even when you're lonely, keep going. Even when you feel like you can't go any further, keep going. It is in those moments where you gain the reason why you must keep going. Thank you so much for listening. Now make sure to subscribe to this podcast wherever you get your podcasts. I am updating videos for my YouTube channel and Rumble channel, but please still subscribe to those. Hit that button that looks like a bell so you can get notified when it's released. Like and follow on all the social medias, my Facebook, Twitter, and I'm on Getter, Instagram, TikTok, Telegram, and of course, follow me on commonsensocrats.locals.com. I'm also developing a new website, so I'm excited about that. And if you have any suggestions on topics that you want me to cover and or any questions that you have, don't hesitate to email common.sensocrat@gmail.com. But thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful weekend, and don't forget to look out for my new satire day tomorrow. Until next time, bye. Thank you for listening to today's episode. If you liked what you heard, don't forget to subscribe and rate 5 stars in the Apple Podcasts. I need to spread the word as much as possible about this podcast, and you all are such a big help for that. So thank you so much, and I look forward to you all to listen to the next episode.